good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte.
With the wave of her hand and her sparkling eye, my island girl bid me goodbye. For another dream and another time, for another life under another sky. But don't just cut off your heart, keep it open and sure. Keep it free from hurt and keep an open door. And let the spirit of love that united our soul be a gentle dove and guide you to your goal. And I'll go to that stream and I'll sing my own prayer that my island girl shall be safe everywhere. Chosen one, and there is a home, and there's a peace in that ancient land where my angel sleeps. And when your river runs high, let it flow, let it flow. It's your time with the life to let your garden grow. And when your burden gets rough, let it go, let it go. Let your strength return on every breeze that blows through that ancient land, through eternity. Oh, my island girl, remember me. For your life has its course, and you never can say who you'll meet and marry along your way. But be sure from the start that the city's behind. Love the land's living heart and breathe eternal time. And when your river runs dry, stream in the calm of the dawn, and may you travel in peace, and may your children be blessed, and your mind released, and your soul caressed in that faraway land where my spirit flies to my island girl under those ancient skies. Another time, for another life, under another sky.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician, podcaster, the Celt father, if you will. And that was Alton with Island Girl from their CD, Another Sky. This is just a beautiful track. I was organizing my audio files on iTunes the other day and came across that track, and I was like, it's such a pretty song. I'm going to put it on the Pub Songs Podcast because I like it a lot. And that's what I do. This show, of course, is while I'm a big fan of promoting independent Celtic music, this show does a little bit more sometimes. I will sometimes play some other stuff that's, you know, a little bit more often because everything is random play on my on my iTunes, unless it's from a major record label. Like, I think Celtic Soul came up, and I'm not going to play them because I, you know, Compass Records has given me permission to play their music. Whoever signed Collective Soul, not so much. Unless I absolutely really love the song, in which case I might go ahead and play it anyways and suffer the consequences if consequences ever happen. Who knows? Whatever. But these are some legitimate songs that have been promoted, that have been, that I have gotten permission to play. So first off, I want to thank Kat, who correctly identified in the show notes the meaning of the acronym MAGE for Mage Records. It is, of course, Mark Andrew Gunn Entertainment Records. And she's going to get a copy of Irish Songs for New Orleans, which is a compilation CD of some of my most recent music, and with a New Orleans feel to it, a little bit more bluesier and jazzier stuff thrown in. The CD's doing really well on iTunes, actually. I'm really excited to see that. People definitely like the theme. As are actually my iMixes. The iMixes are doing really well. The latest one has like 15 ratings on it, which is awesome. You know, I'd like it to go up to like the last one I did for the best of the Irish Celtic Music Podcast iMix was, I think it had like 40 ratings, which was kicked butt. Now, it hasn't gotten enough that Victims of Irish Music has hit number one again when you search for Irish music, but it's still climbing up there. So I'm pleased with the result. So if you want to help out, you can go rate the iMix. Just type in markgunn.com/iMix and it'll take you straight over to the October mix. Or you can go to CelticMusicPodcast.com where I have a link to the iMixes there. Dan from the Celtic band Imbar, they told me that apparently I was mentioned in a disc maker's DVD called How to Promote Your Band. I think that's just bloody cool. Well, I mean, obviously I've done a lot of music promotion. I have a website called bardscrier.com, which is a music marketing newsletter that I published for like 5 years, I guess. I kind of got swamped eventually, and so I had to cut back. During that time, I did a lot. I was on several people's list as someone you should know when it comes to promoting your band, because it's what I do. It's changed a lot over the years. I've come and gone. Admittedly, I burnt out a lot over the past 4 or 5 years, probably, such that I don't find myself promoting quite the same way with nearly the same intensity. Nowadays, I kind of hope that you will be so generous as to help me out on various projects. Like, for instance, requesting Peggy Gordon and Kilted for Her Pleasure on CelticRadio.net. There's a link in the show notes. You just click the link and then hit a request. I think you have to be a member of CelticRadio.net to do so, but click a request for those two songs and help me get those featured. Every request helps in that manner, so have at it. Also, Radio Dedannon now has a 10 p.m. slot on their radio show. It's an internet radio show, and it highlights my podcasts, because I have a lot of them. How many have I... Oh, my God. I was just thinking about that right now. 250 shows I've probably recorded. Holy moly. Yes, radiodedannon.blogspot.com. And also, if you were wondering about the Swan Songs, that's that organization that I played for, did a benefit for a couple weeks back. Swan Songs plays music for people who are dying and such. Well, they did a feature on KXAN in Austin, and there's a video you can watch over on their website. It only stays up for a little bit of time, so hurry on over there, I think. Well, now, obviously, I am about 2.5 weeks until my daughter is born. October 23rd, again, is the... I need to start by saying thank you to everyone who headed over to our registry and bought something for us on the registry. I can't... My wife, Gwen, was just overwhelmed of all of you. She wanted to say her personal thanks because the response was amazing, and now the registry is almost empty. Still a few items left, but it's almost empty. And now we're just waiting for Kenzie to be born. That's about it. and I can't wait. I've been reading up a lot on everything there is to know about babies and such. There's a lot of good books out there. Trying to learn as much as I can, but I also feel like I'm going to get out there and none of it's going to make sense. It's kind of swamping me. Every now and then something hits me and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I was going to be a little infant. I mean, tiny little baby that I have to take care of. I have to raise. I have to protect. And God, it's kind of scary, but it's really exciting as well. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be trying to doing that in the next month. In the meantime, I've been trying to get everything in place for the big day. And that includes finishing all these podcasts so that you have music and entertainment until the end of the year, when I'll probably start back up in January with regular podcasts. This show, speaking of which, I should let you know, may or may not be running during this period. I just don't know. We'll see. There's a thought that I might come out here and record a couple podcasts on the way and give you some updates, but I just don't know what's going to happen. So right now I'm going to say that it will be disappearing anytime. If Kenzie's born tomorrow, then I might be a couple weeks before I get back to it. Just be aware of that. And I think I don't really have a whole lot to say, so I'm just going to play some music. Next up is Celtic Mayhem. Dear Old Skibbereen, from their same titled CD, Celtic Mayhem. Of course, if you want to find links to these bands and to how to buy their CD, go to the show notes at pubsong.com.
Desolation around. She never rose but passed away from life to mortal dream and found a quiet grave, me boy, in dear Roskilde. And you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends. You bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my cotton, the dread of night unseen. I heaved a sigh and bade goodbye to dear old Skibbereen.
Thank you. summit. Songs about the rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. It says that every wish would be heard and answered, one wish on the morning star. So far, what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. The rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La da 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 da.
they scatter at horizon till the fleet is seen again. But when my love is on the ocean, when the wild Atlantic roars, he takes a piece of me with him each time he leaves ashore. But I am just his woman. He won't stay home for me, for my love he has a mistress.
That was The Sea by Jennifer Licko Shelton, and that's from her CD, A Thousand Curses Upon Love. Before that, Rainbow Connection by Tom Smith from his CD, Homecoming, Marcon 2005. And before that, Plunkster by The Bible Code Sundays from their CD, Ghosts of Our Past. Now, I have a benefit show. It's turned into a benefit. It's for the Folks of Acadiana. This is an organization that's putting on some Celtic shows in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I'm going to be there this Saturday, October 9th. And I'd love it if you can come out, if you're able to, see what we can do. It is a benefit for the Acadiana Humane Society, which is a no-kill animal shelter there. So good cause, very good cause. So please come out and support the Celt Father here. The music's going to be mostly Celtic-based. I might throw in a few goofy songs, but for the most part, I'm sticking to the more traditional Celtic stuff. Stay tuned for that. Oh, as far as recording, I haven't had a chance to mess with any songs for Christmas. I'm still hoping that that's going to come through at some point, but, you know, we'll see what I can do. Right now, I'm mixing the Firefly Drinking Songs CD that I recorded with the Bedlam Bards, so that's taking a little bit of time. I'm plugging through it. Hopefully I'll have it done by the end of the week. Requires a lot of listening. And then I'd like to jump into, more recording. And that includes kids' songs, lullabies. I'd like to have those done as well. And then, of course, like I said, Christmas songs. And we'll see what happens. I only have so much time. And not enough time at that. But I do need to thank all of you for supporting the podcast and my music. It really makes a big difference for me. And don't forget those Celtic Invasion vacations. Those are going to be really big for me in the future, too, because, I mean, right now I have 3 planned for 2011, and we'll see if all those come together. Right now I have one to Ireland, which is going to hit Donegal and Sligo, and, oh, that's going to be so awesome. I'll tell you more about that in a later show or something. But it's going to be an amazing little trip because it's a beautiful country and some great music. Also, we got a New Orleans tour that is in January. The Ireland trip is in June. So there's lots of opportunities to come see me perform. So if you want to be a part of that, head on over to CelticInvasion.com to find out more. And during all those trips, I play music. Lots of fun music for you. So that's the way it goes. Let's finish up this show. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. It's from my CD, The Bridge. Fantastic CD. And I love this recording. Jamie Hauser on background vocals. Rich Brotherton on guitar. It just sounds great. I love it. So if you want to find out more about this show, the artists in the show, visit pubsong.com. And I thank you all very much for listening. I hope to talk to you again next week, but we'll see. Sláinte. Podcasts produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, the Traditional and the Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.